Hi there, I'm Deb Crow, and I want to welcome you to Season 4 of Imperfect, the Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast where we connect, learn, and laugh together with authentic and courageous leaders from all over the globe. You will learn from leaders you haven't even met yet. You will gain new tools to add to your leadership toolkit, because leadership belongs to all of us. It is not measured by stature or title. So please pull up a chair and listen in. This is the Imperfect Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. Well, welcome to the April 2024 solo podcast. I'm still mesmerized that we are in Q2. I'm not really sure where Q1 went. And I know I say this repetitively, but I honestly feel that time goes by fast when you're goal-oriented and progressive and innovative. And that was truly how I felt and what I intended for Q1 of this year. Just so many things have continued to evolve. And my audiobook that happened in March, I'm still reeling in that it's done and it's out there. And I'm also seeing the bandwidth globally on the Heart-Centered Leadership Playbook, because I didn't write it to be a one and done. You read it, you stick it on the shelf. It's a playbook. Pull it back out. Look at the pages you marked. Look at the strategies. Did you answer the call to action? And that is the message that I'm getting globally. I just heard from the UNICEF rep who's in Cambodia, and he wrote me the most beautiful, heartfelt message to tell me how my book really, really hit him in his own heart, and that he's writing a book. And he said something to me that I want to talk about today. He said, "Deb, please promise me that you will continue to shine brightly." And I've had mixed conversations with many people about this. And shining brightly means living with intent, leading with intent, making goals, crushing goals, doing things so far out of your comfort zone that you don't even know if you're going to get there, but on a subconscious level, you know you'll commit to yourself and do it. That has been the last month for me. I have worked on some scary projects. I have been given a lot of really in-depth problems to work with C-suites and executive teams and organizations at large. And I decided coming into April, because there was so much conversation in March around all of the problems that businesses are facing with corporate wellness, which in today's landscape is really corporate retention, employee retention, mental health. Oh, we could do a whole show on that. And I think I'm going to in Season 5, which will be back in July. But I think the message today about anchoring to the present moment and shining brightly, like Dr. Will said to me, I think that's so important. It takes a lot from oneself to be committed every day to have a positive mindset, see a light at the end of the tunnel, even when it's dim. And I saw that a lot in my own personal life, in all of the work that I did. You know, for the month of March, even this first week of April, everything is ongoing, but you don't have to get that far ahead with your habits of thinking. If you can stay anchored to the present and intentional, it makes the scary things less scary. And I find for myself, being heart-centered, being present helps me navigate proactively, progressively. I find I'm more innovative when I can take a few deep breaths. I often meditate in the middle of the day just to have a reset. And the other big thing about shining brightly, and I talk about this all the time, don't overbook yourself. That white space in your calendar is priceless. It's vital for your physical health, your mental health, your psychological health, your cognitive health, your emotional health, all of it. How can you come off a meeting and go into another meeting when you haven't even had time to digest the previous meeting, get up from your desk, maybe have an environmental break, walk your dog, have a drink of water, get outside, gain some clarity to clear your mind and your thoughts so that you can have a fresh start for the next meeting? I have all my executives doing this. My C-suites love it. There was a lot of negotiation to get there, but they're seeing the benefits and they're seeing the clarity in their thoughts, in how they are expressing themselves in the meetings or choosing to sit and listen and observe, which is just as important, if not more important. So that clarity, anchoring to the moment, and I think it helps us shine brighter. I really, really do. And we're not meant to be the one in the room who's talking all the time. I find I learn so much through observation and listening. And sometimes nothing needs to be said. Sometimes that allows me to put a few more tools in my toolkit because what I've observed and listened. So I want to challenge you this month as we head into beautiful spring. It's lovely here today in Canada. How you can shine brightly. And there's no ego attached to this. This is a proudness of anchoring to the present moment, being true to yourself, and really allowing yourself time to think and navigate through your day, whether it's your personal life, all of your work tasks, events, traveling, and then the time for yourself. I'm hoping that you have integrated 1 hour per day for your own self-care. That for me is non-negotiable. The other thing that I've started doing is I think once the time changes here in Canada and, you know, we spring ahead and move the clocks ahead an hour, it always renews me back to getting up between 5 and 5:30. And I made a promise to myself this year that I would go back to reading. And I've been reading anywhere from 30 minutes to 2.5 hours. And one of my mentors, when I was 27, gave me the greatest advice. And he said, have 3 books on the go. Have a business book, business/leadership. Have a fun book, whether it's a novel, a story, someone's memoir, biography. And then pick a book that you wouldn't normally pick. And I think the cliche, don't judge a book by its cover, really fits well here. Pick a book about a topic that you wouldn't normally pick or read. That has been the biggest, I'm going to say, eye-opener acceptance for me, because there's so many intersections between these 3 different books. And what I do is I have them in different areas of my house. So I'll have one in the office to sit in this beautiful chair behind me. I have one in the living room, and then I have another chair kind of in the corner with a reading lamp. And on the weekends, I find myself kind of doing this rotation and reading these 3 different books. And what I've realized is I'm able to find some depth or understanding of how they intersect together. And it's just like business. We're all in the people business. At the end of the day, the sector doesn't matter because we're dealing with people. And whether it's nonprofit, for-profit, volunteering, a sports team, it doesn't matter. It's how we're heart-centered, how we honor our connection with people. And that will always be my theme that will be threaded into all the work I do, to all my podcast conversations, and also to being a good person. And, you know, my favorite line is, you don't need initials after your name to be kind. It's a choice. It's right up there with being happy. And I hope this month is eye-opening for you in the sense that you challenge yourself a little bit, push yourself a little bit, maybe set some goals that are a little bit scary or you think you could never reach them. I'm going to encourage you to do that because I really pushed myself out of the box for March and even more out of the box for April. And I will continue to do it. So on that, I'm going to leave you with my favorite saying, which is when you lead well, you live well. It's that integration. I hope you have a wonderful April. Welcome to Q2. I'm ready for the summer months to come, but I'm going to enjoy the spring and anchor to the moment for what we've talked about today. So I'll see you back here in May on the Solo Podcast. And don't forget to be kind and anchor yourself to the present moment and push yourself for greatness, because I can tell you, it's worth it. Thanks so much for joining me today on Imperfect, the Heart-Centered Leadership Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the show today and have learned some new tools for your leadership toolkit from our amazing heart-centered guest. If you like the show, feel free to give us a rating and a review, and we always welcome your feedback anytime. If you're ready to master the art of heart, my new book, The Heart-Centered Leadership Playbook, is now available on Amazon, or you can click the link below in our description.